Okay, good to watch everybody. This Shabbos, as we know, is known as the Shabbos Shira, because the Kriyas HaTorah from this morning, Parsha V'Shalach, is highlighted by the presentation of the so-called Shiras Hayam, which begins the words Oz Yashir, which we make a fuss about in the Leini. Many people have the practice to stand. Mashal, I don't announce it one way or the other, but many people do stand for Oz Yashir. And of course, we recite Oz Yashir as part of Psukah Dezimah on a daily basis. And certainly the Shira, the beautiful poetry of the Shira, would seem to reflect that which is a very dramatic and important moment in the early history of the Jewish people, the Kriyas Yamsuf, concluding its Mitzrayim and so on. So the Pasuk in the first source, that's the first Pasuk of the Shira, Shmos Parak Pesva Pasuk Aleph, Oz Yashir Moshe Vene Yisrael Sashira Zos Hashem Ayom Alemor Shira Hashem Ki Dorga Susra Horam Ayom Ayom, Pasuk we're all familiar with. So Rashi makes the comment, disturbed by the word Oz, and Rashi in that Pasuk, Parak Tesvav, Shmos Pasuk Aleph, Oz Yashir Moshe, Oz, in source 2, Oz, Kishiro HaNeis, when Moshe saw this Neis, then, when he saw the Neis, Ola Belibo Sheyashir Shira V'chein, other places where the word Oz is used in that fashion, Chosher Belibo Sheyasa, Avkan Yashir, Amar Lo Libo Sheyashir V'chein Asa, his heart, right, motivated him to sing the Shira, and that's what he did, etc., and he quotes other sources like that. In other words, basically this was something which came into the machshava of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was inspired. It was like a spontaneous reaction to the wonder that had just been just has happened, and therefore obviously we're accustomed to thinking that this concept of Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say Shevach and to respond in the sense of Hodah, and it was, comes right after Vayaminu Vashem Moshe Moshe Avdo. We're familiar with the famous comment of Chazal in the various Midrashim that even the simplest person, Rosh HaShivcha Layom, even the simplest person received or achieved the level of revelation that was rivaled even that of the greatest Nevi'im and so on and so forth. So it's a dramatic moment in the Shira, as Rashi indicates over here, was something which came into Moshe's heart and was a spontaneous kind of reaction. The question is that this event was not without a certain amount of sadness from one perspective, namely that lives were lost, right? The Egyptians perished, they were human beings also created the Tzelem Elokim. And if you think about it from that point of view, obviously these were people who, these Susaroch Ramayam, these chariot and horse riders and so on and so forth, and warriors, also probably had wives and children and loved ones and so on and so forth. And we tend not to think about that. And the question is, should we think about that? After all, they were pursuing Bnei Yisrael with intent to kill them, or at least if not to kill them, to bring them back to a life of slavery and misery and suffering and so on and so forth. So you could say they deserve whatever they got. What should the approach be? And that's the entitled she rejoicing upon the downfall of an enemy. How do we react when any enemy is killed? Whether it's, when we heard that they killed Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, or Yasser Arafat died, or Hitler, or whatever, what should exactly the response be? From the simple reading of this Rashi and so on, there was a moment of great sheer, and that's usually what we think. However, there seem to be, to some extent anyway, conflicting signals in Chazal, which I want to try and understand this evening. The Pasuk a little earlier in our study, prior to the Shira, says in Perek Yudalei Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayisa that night, Vayisa Malach Elokim, Haholech Lifnei Machne Yisrael, Vayelech Machareim, Vayisa Amud Ha'anam Yivnei Vayamod Machareim, right, that night the Malach, which was leading Bnei Yisrael out, sort of went to the back and stood in between the camps, and the famous Pasuk Chav, Vayavo Bei Machne Mitzan, Bei Machne Yisrael, Vayir Anon Rachoshev, Vayoras Halayla, Velo Korav Zeel Zeh Kol Halayla. That night, the simple reading, the camps did not approach each other. However, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, source number 4, makes the comment of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "My dichsiv v'lo karav ze'el ze'er kol ha'layla." What is it that is meant by this phrase, "V'lo karav ze'el ze'er kol ha'layla"? Bikshu malachi hashores lomar shira. The malachim wanted to sing shira. Right? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "My seyodai tovim bayom v'atemam shira." My handiwork are drowning in the ocean, and you want to sing shira? These are human beings. This is my creation. These are people that I fashioned with Tzelem Elokim. And that's not appropriate. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, in effect, rejected the attempt or the interest on the part of Elohim to sing Shira. And that's what's meant by the Lo Korav Ze'el Ze'ez Kolal. The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but that Pasuk sort of hints at the famous Pasuk in Source 5, Yeshaya Paragvav Pasuk Gimel. It's actually next week's Haftorah. The Korav Ze'el Ze'ev Yamar Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzor Kadosh Malach HaZkodo. We talk Pasuk Yisrael from Kedusha. That the Lo Korav Ze'el Ze'ev, so there was no, when the Malachim sing, this is Ze'el Ze'ev, like we say, all whole Malchus Ron, Zemizeh, Venos Nimishu, Zelozeh, right? There's a Zelozeh aspect based on this Pasuk, which is one of the ultimate songs of the Malachim, right? And praises of the Malachim, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the Gemara seems, you know, doesn't spell out in the Gemara, it seems to be saying, Velo Karab Zelzeh Kalalai. There was no Zelzeh, there was no Shira that night because Masa Yodai told my Yama, tell him, Shira Kadim Baruch, you know, seemed to say that it's inappropriate. So that would seem to indicate that when lives are lost and human beings are suffering, then it's not appropriate to sing Shira. On the other hand, the Bnei Yisrael did sing Shira. Zosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael, like we started with, they did sing Shira. So how do we kind of reconcile this apparent conflict? So the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, here in Parsha B'Shalach, Parsha Chav Gimel Siman Zayin, as we have over here on the page, it's verse number 6. Dovar Acha Oz Yosher Moshe Ador Vetziv. The Medrash learns the whole thing a little bit differently. Based on another pasuk in Tillim, Kodem Sharam Acher Nogim, Ari Yochanan, Bikshu HaMalachim Lomar Shirz Nekash Baruch Hu Ba'osa HaLayla, She'avu Yisrael HaYam. The Malachim wanted to sing Shira that night when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yam. The Lo Hinichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it, like the Gemara says. But here it says, Amar Lahem, Ligyono Sai Nesunim B'Psar V'Atemar L'Fan HaShir, Hado Desiv El'Kar Zel Zekar Ala, Kamad Etem HaKar Zel Zekar Ala. So the Medrash does spell out the connection between Tupsuk and even though the Gemara didn't. Okay? And it says, and the cave, but the cave unto Yotzu be someone a yam, Bom, Malachim Hakim Shir of Nekhadish Baruch, Amal Nekhadish Baruch, Yikadmu Bonai Tchila, Hadotiv Oz Yashir Moshe, Oz Sharlo, Namay Ela Oz Yashir, Shakhadish Baruch, Omar Yashir Moshe, and Israel Tchila, right? The rejection of Kadish Baruch of the Malachim Shir was not because, you know, somehow it was inappropriate for them to sing Shir entirely, but rather it's more of a question of timing. Because Baruch wanted the Bnei Yisrael should sing the Shir first, right? That they should go first. That's a passing term also that should go first. Okay, and Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu a couple lines later, Malachim Lo Mipeshani Mashkel Hashem Ani Omer Sheik Mitchila. Not because I'm belittling you, Kadosh Baruch Hu Malachim, and Nei Shabos Vadam Yom Mitchila Ad Shlo Yomos Echa Mehem, because they're singing Shira on the fact that they didn't perish, right? Amar Latem Kolz Manshetem Nachshim Latem Chayim Kamin. Malachim weren't in danger. Okay, and he gives a Moshe Lamelech that his son was kidnapped and then it was saved and so on and so forth. So all the kings. Horses and all the king's men. All the king's men are happy that the prince was saved, but who do they want to sing? And who should sing? Obviously, the person who's in danger. So therefore, as it says at the end of that source, so to over here, Kach Kishiyotzis Masan, the Karl Hamakosh Baruch Hayam, Ayom Alachim Vatshon Amar Shira, Amar Kosh Baruch Oz Yashir Moshe Nesot Tchila, the Chakach Hatem. That's what it means. So, according to this approach, it wasn't so much that it's inappropriate to sing over the destruction of the enemy. They deserved it and so on, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Malachim to sing only after the Bnei Yisrael would sing. The question is, how does that fit exactly with the words Masayod Tov Mayam? You know, it sounds like for a different reason. But okay, the Medrash does say it. The Medrash says it won't answer the Gemara, but it's a different approach as to why the Malachim didn't sing. It's not going to work in the Gemara. It's just a different approach, as to why the Malachim didn't sing. I came across an interesting thing in the Sefer Chanukah Sator. That's by the person who's known as the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow. He was the Rebbe of the Rebbe. It was not a Chassidish Rebbe. It was before the Chassidish. He was the Rebbe of the Shach, among others. Heschel of Krakow. So he wrote a sefer called Chanukah Satorah on the Parsha. So here in Parsha, and it's in this, it's in the Bar Ilan, so I have it in source 7, and those Ayin Aleph and Chanukah Satorah. He has a totally different understanding of the whole Gemara. Chanukah Satorah, Parsha, Bishah 7, Ayin Aleph. East of the Gemara of Medish, Bikshu Allah, Hashas, Hamashir, and so on and so forth. And he basically says as follows. He says, second line. The word sounds like they're drowned already. But old kasha. When it comes to that pasuk, these were rishayim. They were coming to kill or to enslave. You know, they we should sing. The Yesh Shlomo has a totally different interpretation. Yeah.
I think it was Dashmoras Haboker.
Yeah.
That's the last third of the night. So it's still nighttime.
Right, okay, you can say that. Hold on.
Egyptians were drowned.
That night, right. Yeah, that's right. That's not as strong a kasha, but it's true. But he says something, but in general, he asks our question, so what do we care so much about the Mitzrayim and so on? So he refers to another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that, you know, when the Assyrians, Malchus Asher Sancheriv, that his army was killed, according to Chazal, because the Malachim sang and the song. You know, the hearing the shears of Malachim caused him to perish. He says, "Isa Shambi Gomor Behar Kelik Ma'ida Sivayach Hashem Achre Ashu B'Mei Hikam B'Shira Hikam Shago Hashem Gila Hashem Oznam B'Shamar Ashira Shem Malachim Machmazem Meisu Ayn Shom." So he says as follows. He says, "Why did the Mitzrayim drown in the Yam Suf altogether?" So Chanukah Zatar writes, "Because of Nida Keneged Nida, they drowned the Jewish babies, right? Right? So therefore they tried to eliminate the Jews by casting them into the water. So the punishment, neither can I neither. So basically, he learns that what was going on here was that Kodesh Baruch Hu said the Malachim wanted to sing that night as a means of wiping out the Egyptians, like they would do years later against the Assyrians. Malchus Asher, his first appearance. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. It's got to be midah keneged midah. Masayada tov bayom, tovu bayom, vatemam u'shira. No, that's not the way I'm going to kill them. I don't want to kill them through shira. I want to kill them through the water, because that's midah keneged midah. And he says further, because the word tovu, like in English also, the word drown, like, you know, he drowned, the person himself drowned, or can be he drowned somebody else. Right? The same word. So he says, Masayadai tovu bayom. They, the Egyptians, Masayada is referring to the Jews, the Jewish kids. The Jewish kids, they drowned the Jewish kids. By Tenu, you want to punish them through Shira? It's a very creative interpretation, right? That's how he learns the Gemara, yeah. Masayada tovu bayom, yeah.
Source 4 has tovu in Lashon
Hod. Yeah, that's how the Gemara has it, right? Netanami. But I guess they're two different versions. But he says, Masayada tovu bayom, okay, quote in a different source of Medrash or whatever, but in any event, that's as I think an interesting creative interpretation by the Chanukah Satori. Therefore, would eliminate our kasha. No, there's nothing wrong with singing upon the downfall of an enemy. I, the Malachim, couldn't sing. Well, it's nothing to do with that. Clever interpretation. I thought I'd share that some. All right, now there is another indication in the Gemara that it's also appropriate to sing upon the downfall of Rishayim. That's the Gemara Brachos Daf Pesam Beis, source number 8. The Amar Bihuda Brei Shimon Pazi Mea V'Shalosh Parshios Amar David V'Lo Amar Haluka. You know, we're accustomed to thinking that many times the word haluka appears in Tilim, and it does. But it's actually not until Tilim Kuf Dalet, that's Barchinashi, okay, which ends Barchinashi and Haluka. So the Gemara says, Me'av Shalosh Parshish Amar David, V'lo Amar Haluka, Ad Sherob Ma'palosin Shal Rishoyim, Shenemar, Yitavu Chatam in Ar Tushom, Oranam Barchinashi Hashem Haluka. That's the first time it's Haluka. It's actually 104, so the Gemara wonders why it's 103. Okay, not an issue now. But the Gemara says, when was it appropriate for David to say Haluka? Only when what? Yitavu Chatam. Okay? Now, according to that approach, David HaMelech Taka sang Haluka, one of the highest forms of praise, Dafka the time of Mapala Shel Rishoyim. So again, that seems to be to fly in the face of this idea, leaving out the Reb Heschel's interpretation of the Chanukah Satara. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in the Shira Malachim, you know, so why does the Gemara here in Bracha say that David HaMelech sang Shira Dafka, the higher level of Shira Haluka, by the downfall of his enemies? So it's interesting. The Maharsha, the same Gemara appears in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes on days. We'll see it inside. But the Maharsha and the Chiddush HaGadol is there in Sanhedrin. Writes V'yesh Lomar the Dafke Be'osa Yom Zayin Shel Pesach Shenitpu Lo Amar Malachei Hashar Shira. The Malach Hashar was Dafke at that moment only. So it only was at that time that the Malachim were held back from saying Shira. Not as a general type of comment or a general type of... It was a special situation. However, again, he's not saying the Chanukah Satara's interpretation, but it's not to be learned from... We're not to learn, so to speak, a general rule from here. Right? It's just that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them saying Shira at that particular moment. It was a one-time thing. Okay? And the Chavos Yoyer in his Chuvos in source number 10, Chuvos Chavos Yoyer from Reish Chafei, he says the whole lo history of Rav Malach Malam Shira Rak Balaylo. It was only that night, or probably going to, it was only at that time Shabbat Nitpum Mitzvim Bayam. The highlight of the Chesiv Lakarv Zeh, you know, and so on and so forth. The Lakarv Zeh Zeh. The Yalav Nigzer Shabbat Shagab Shir Smalach and Nemar Vakar Zeh Zeh, like we said before. Afal Pida Ha'achar Ratzom Shir Agulas Yisrael, Vesham HaKadush of the Yom, that's different things. But he says, the Malachim would say Shira, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want. And Avalafia, I'm going to say the last line. Nira Kemosh HaKadosh Dafka Vishas HaMapala. Kiyin Mitzayis Lefanai HaKhutz V'yofa Dito Azal Ba'osa Shah Bitsh Malachash Shor Islam HaShir Mashenu Kim Basal. It was a different approach. It wasn't that there was inappropriate for Malachim to sing Shir. It was inappropriate to sing Shir at that moment. It doesn't say why here, but it's perhaps because it wasn't over yet. You don't sing Shira until the whole story is finished. At that night, Be'osa, that's the Chavos Yoyer's deal. Be'osa Shah, okay, at that moment, that night, okay, even if it was early in the morning, okay, it's still night, like Rafael said before. But still, that's what the Lashon HaMedrash of Be'osa Shah doesn't say that anymore. Be'osa Shah, at that moment they wanted to sing, okay, It's in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not in Brachas. There's a parallel Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Tes and Beis. We'll see it later. It says the word Ba'osa Shah. Dafka, at that point, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's objection was not a general objection to sing Yeshira, but don't jump the gun. Not like they said before, jump the gun because they did it earlier than Bnei Yisrael. That was the other approach. But this approach is because it was because it was still happening. It was still going on. The story wasn't over yet. And that's maybe what the Marsha is saying also. Dafka Ba'osa Yom, just on that day. And it's interesting here.
Is this a special Shira they wanted to sing? Was it their daily
shiva? Yeah, so that's right. So anyway, right. So that's what the Chavisar is alluding to, and he's asking, his tshuva is in the context of saying certain yotzvos on Shri Shal Pesach. You know, should we? Many, it's not so widespread, but in Elizabeth, a place like they still say yotzvos in Shri Shal Pesach. You can say right. The discussion, should you say these special yotzos in Kedusha, in the morning Kedusha on Shri, so that's the context of that tshuva. So that's what we discussed a little bit. There's two different things. One is on Gui Yisrael, one is on the Kedusha of the Yoma, the regular Kedusha. Okay, so it's really not clear, actually. Okay, really not clear. The Torah Tamima here...
Yeah, isn't there a matter somewhere that the Malachim are created.
Yeah, just the same, they disappear. Yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah. That's a different point. That's a different point. Yeah, I guess we're not operating those in that measure. But let's take a look at the source 11 of Torah Tamima. Comments here in this pasuk, in this pasuk Shmos, in Torah Kedalad, on these two pasuk, it's Os Tes. He says, "Ma'isiyodai kine al mitzvim," not like the Chanasar. "The eichshu hein bruim kechol adam." After all, they are human beings. They're created creature. They're creature, living creature, like anybody else. "Uksas torchi and arkasha eich amru oz mosh." Okay, but you don't sing at the moment that they're now. Afterwards, you can reflect back. But when people are dying at that moment, it's not appropriate. It's a little bit different than the way we interpreted the Chavisar. And maybe what the Chavisar means too. I don't know. But it was when people are dying, you don't say. The next day, now we can sit back and celebrate. Okay, but at the moment of death, you're not happy that that's the way it's done. V'chein samachor brachas tesam beis kuf nunu shesishli kuf gimel parshas amar davar lama haluka ad shiram of asan shurishaim the how of the kumot shir kumot fine. And he says the same thing. Slightly different angle. When at the heat of the moment, so to speak, when human beings are dying, you don't celebrate. Afterwards, you can celebrate. Yeah. Yeah. And even at the moment. So that's perhaps why others say the first way I said it, that it's just. It wasn't over yet. That's certainly how the Netziv says it. For some reason, the Netziv, I don't know why, the Hamikdavah is not in the Bar Ilan Sidi, I don't know why, but I have it with me, the Hamikdavah, and our Pasuk at the beginning, the first Pasuk in the Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe, Tezvav, Aleph, and Shmos, Kashir Higiyo Ligmar Hatzolah, Oz Hodu Lashem. When it was all over, the lo betchilas bo hayam, k'mo shakosin tzaneh, he says, she'ein mevarchin al hatzolah ad sof. You don't praise and sing until it's all finished. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, based on a pasuk from this morning's haftarah, before a pro'os, k'sha kodesh baruch hu osa lachem nisim, then to Roman Shira. Okay? And Gulas Mitzrayim, he says, after all, you can ask the Kasha, how come they never sang Shira by the Makkos, by other things that they had a whole year's worth of miracles, one after the other? When it came out, the night of Tesla of Nisan, did they sing? And we have Gemara that they sang with the Korban Pesach, how, and so that's a longer issue, but they didn't sing Shira to Kriyas Yam. So why? He says, Ein Omrim Shira Ad Gemara, V'Hayla Dekseiv, Oz, that's Oz Yashima, then, when it was all over, that's the position of the Netziv here in the Hamikdavar. And the Brisker Rebbe of Elvis Salavetrik says more or less the same thing in source number 12, based on the pasuk and Tehillim and Parag Gimel pasuk of source 12. The Chiddush agrees that the Maran Rizal Levi on the agrees on the stencil. It says Tehillim Bani Bechastich Avatachti Yogel Libu Shulsef Ashiu Hashem Gigmal Alai Uvishem Agrach. He's saying the name of his father Chaim. The Eishol Ayin Mimosai Efshalom Ashiu Alanes Hayrak Acher Shakarach Varanes Ogam In Yelibo Batuach Hashem Shi Yikrenes. V'zeh d'mavur pasach anal. V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti. Haynu kasher ani b'tuch b'chastecha. Then, rat yogeli b'b'shua sach. Be happy. I have b'tachon. I know it's going to happen. But, yesh yisimcha zeh. Ava mosa ashira l'ashem. Dom ashira uraki gomam alai. When it happened already. That's how he's medayit that book. V'ani b'chastecha v'tachti. I'm so confident in the chesed ha-chashbohu. Yogeli b'y. I'm happy. But when is it ashira l'ashem? Only he gomam when it happened already. So in the past. The same ideas, and it's just a different deal. Okay. Full disclosure, the Shalah, I put it on the page, Shalah says differently. Shalah here in Parshat B'Shalah doesn't say like that. He says it's Tzadik. Shalah is in here in Parshat B'Shalah in it's a section called Torah Or, and I was cast in this version. Anyway, he said, Ha'inyan is hard to find things in the Shalah in general. But anyway, Ha'inyan hu, midas tzadikim hu, miyad shehuftechu ledover tov, lo marshir v'shevach Hashem izbar. Miyad, af shadayin lo niskayin. So Shalah says the exact opposite. Okay, I just put it into the sake of, you know, intellectual honesty that not everyone agrees with this approach. Okay, the Nitziv says it, the Revival Soloveitchik says it. The Shalah says differently. He says, and therefore, Masha Moshe ben Arashom, Icha, why did Moshe wait? Okay, because at that point, they didn't have such big amuna. It was only after Vayaminu Bashan they reached amuna. That also works. You know, I mean, Shalom says that they Moshe delayed only because they taka weren't on that level of Vanibu Chasuch Avatati. Right? They didn't have full amuna. And he says, he quotes from something like Birkas Avraham. I'm not sure which sefer that is. Okay. Anyway, I think the Maral's brother had a Birkas Avraham. I'm not sure. Anyway, Valzer Ramzu, I will say that he brings otherwise for this as well. So, in any event, and that's why at the very end, look at the those tests there in the end of 13. Obizem Meturats, okay, Shehikpera Kashbarba, Mosa Yadat, Mazayada Tavu, or Tovim, he has the two gears, Tomayam, Batemo Mashir Komar, Laacha Shatoviam, Amartim Shira, Hoyalachem Lahakdim, Ulushar Kodamatu, Yamiyadachar Tocha. Cared. Because the world was angry to Malachim, they should have sung sooner. Okay. You know, so you have the whole gamut of the whole gamut of approaches. But that's it. I want to put that in. But again, I think that the Nitziv and the Revo have that idea that you don't sing until the whole thing is over. Now, as we already saw alluded, source number 14. I printed the pasuk in Mishlei. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud.
Assuming that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim
that they knew right. That's what he said. Right. Okay. Anyway,
they still weren't told what was going to happen.
Right. That's true. They didn't know either.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, you read the Shalom, the whole thing is very interesting. But take a look at 14, the Pasuk of Mishnah, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud, Betuv Tzadikim, Talos Kiryah, what's more important is the end of the Pasuk, Uvavod Rishoyim Wina. That seems to be a pretty explicit point. Vavod Rishoyim, Avod with Aleph, obviously, when Rishoyim are perish, Rina, we sing, we dare, that's the Pasuk of Mishnah. And in fact, it's that Pasuk to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis 15, which is a parallel Gemara with this expanded version of the Gemara in Brachos we started with. Vavod Harina Bamachana, Omer Ba'acha Bar Chanina, Vavod Rishoyim, and Vavod Achav Ben Omri Rimon. Achav, the wicked King Achav, who caused so much trouble, Eliyahu Navi and everybody else, so when he died, there was Rina. So Gemara says, one second, Umi Chadi Kutcha Berichim Apollos and Shalashayim. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy when Hashayim died? Is that true? Haksiv B'tzeis V'nai Chalutz V'amin Hodo Hashem Kim Chazov V'yon Hashem Mid'neil Ma'alon Emer B'hodok Kizu Kitov L'fi She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach Malos and Shalashayim. We have a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy upon the downfall of Rishayim. The Dama B'shmur B'yon Hashem B'nachman Amar Yonos and our Gemara from Brachas Ma'id Iksiv Al Akarav Zeyel Zek Al Ha'ala Ba'os Hashem B'ikshul V'alach Hashem Zlom Ha'ashir L'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ayis Yadot Ho Mayam Ma'atam Rishil Ha'fanai, right? That's here to the Lashon Ba'os may not be happy. But he makes other people happy. Look in the Rashi I have here, okay? It says Bavod Rishoyim Rina, referring to Achav, fine. Just look at the last Rashi in 16. Let's get the last one. Kain Yosef Hashem Lachalavav Yosef Acherim. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other people can be happy. Now what I think this means is as follows: HaKadosh Baruch Hu may not be happy when Rishayim die, but the people who are saved from these Rishayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not any danger from Rishayim, right? But the people are. So then that's what I think this Gemara means. They can rejoice. So maybe one could argue that the Malachim, they weren't in any danger. Right? The Malachim weren't being threatened. They weren't being chased by the Jews. They're big deal. You can sing Shirish Kara. You weren't in any trouble. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have any right to sing. I'm not happy about this. It was what we call a necessary evil, right? It was the only way out of a very difficult situation. So the people themselves are saved. And that's how it's Maruma is a little bit like that in Tosas. You look at 17. Tosas Baba Kamadav Yuzan Alab Dirumasa Bahalo Lifne Achav Osukhain. The end of Tosas Baba Achav God, this is Baba Rima Achav Amina Baba Rusha Amina Baba Achav Amarina Haino Le Tzadikim Shemador. Right? The righteous people, they were happy. Not everyone was happy. I mean, the people who were Achav's buddies and his cabinet and his ministers and so on, presumably went out to Achav when he died because they were, you know, the next to go, right? But the point of the matter is, as the Gemara is saying, yeah, the people who disliked Achav and who viewed him as, who were threatened by him, and really, no, whatever, okay, but they, you know, the people who are spared, they have the right to sing. And that is indeed the approach we find in a number of psalms that I don't have in the Bar Ilan Sefirah, but I still say there's a sefer called Peh Kadosh from Itzel of Elojin, the son of Chaim Elojin. So the sefer Peh Kadosh on the Parshas, here in Parshas Peshalach, he mentions here, Avu Chazal, he raised the kasha. So why did HaKadosh Baruch, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed at the Malachim for not for singing Shira, why don't we find that he said that to the Jews? Oh, it's Yosher Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one second. Maaseh Yodah Tov Mayam HaTem HaMashira, why not? So he said, L'chora, Madu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Kokin Gamal Yisrael, Maaseh Yodah Tov Mayam HaTem HaMashira. So he says, V'yub HaDarach Moshe, but he gives also Moshe, that the people were in a city, there was a master, a Moser, and he was got the people, and finally he died, all the people in the city were happy, and the people from the neighboring cities came and joined the party. So they said, what do you mean? You weren't in any danger. You have no right to celebrate. But same thing here, right? So he says, It's not celebrating, so to speak, the death of the Egyptians per se. They're celebrating their salvation. They're not going to be avodim anymore. That's what it is. So it's not the time of Masayada Tomayam is not a time to the people whose whole lives are going to be different because these people are no longer there. They have the right to say Malachim, whether the Egyptians are alive or dead, is no Malav or Murray directly to the Malachim. But the Jewish people now, they're saying on Mapos Nisayan, they won't afflict them. The Malachim weren't hurt by the Egyptians anyway. So Lama Lahem is Malacham. Why are they so happy about? Okay, now Malach Kadosh Baruch Hu must have told my yam. And he has a right. He says, "Lefiz Yevur Hem Shachasu Oz Yosher Vayomu Leimor Pirush Milu Leimor Hu Levar Latarik As Madum Hema Meshira Oziv Ezimas Kol Koma Mashanu Meshavkun Hashem." That's because by He Lili Shua. They explain why they're singing Shira. The Malachim didn't sing. Oziv Ezimas Kol Hashem by He Lili Shua. This is I'm singing on my Yeshua, not because Lo Mishum Nekama B'Mitzrayim. We're not celebrating the you know the vengeance taken on the Egyptians. But that Taka shouldn't sing Shira. But we're saying by He Lili, we're singing Shira because we were saved. It may be too bad that it happened in this way, but that's not my problem. I'm rejoicing because of the personal Yeshua. So that's what the Ritzel of Elojim says. Okay, yeah.
The only issue with that is that does in Yeshua talk about the Tzviyam
suffering? Yeah, right.
The throne.
Okay, but you're right, right, and that they. I'm time. It's very valid time. Okay.
There also may be a difference between Shira during and after, because during you see them dying.
Right, and
then I'll be happy about that. But
right.
Afterwards, say.
You can reflect back. Hey, look what we gained out of it. There's a sefer called Sharm Mitzvah Malacha. Most people know it's a commentary of Shalom Brown. I mean, not a lot anymore, right? But a great Talmud Chacham from Brooklyn. So the more famous sefer is his commentary on the Kitzur Aruch, which Carol told me his uncle, Rabbi Tice, said that his grandfather told him that basically the Sharm Tzvi Malacha did was he made the Kitzur Aruch back not into a Kitzur because you have a Kitzur and it has a bottom, all kinds of footnotes and cross references to Tshuvas and everything else. So the whole idea of the Kitzur is from a Kitzur, it's not a Kitzur. He also has a collection of of horrors on all Shas. Okay? So here in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud, in this Gemara, he also says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Masya Dabar Melech says Yeshu Daktek. What about the Gemara that the David HaMelech, and also he mentioned the Gemara Baruch David HaMelech sang B'Mahos Hashem Yeshu Lomah the Dafka L'Malach Asher Eslo Yeshu Lomah Shira Shem Hey Lo Hayim Mishayim the Lo Amar Lahem Kol Atzor Shekol Yisrael Sablu Mehem. They didn't suffer any of that. Avu Yisrael Lomoshu Amru Shira Shaleim Hoya Hagzera Uchmo Chayim David HaMelech Shesavo Harbe Merishayim. He was persecuted and so on. The Kevon Sherab B'Mahos Amar Shira. So it's the same type of idea. This idea, and Rav Amadus alluded to it, is actually something which is a Seder topic. The Ran, the source number 18, the Ran on the Rif in Pesachim, 10th paragraph on the base of the page of the Rif, talks about the hollow of Pesach night. And there's a long piece in the Brisker Rav, it's not in the sheet, I'm not going to open it, it's the Brisker Rav in the Hilchos Chanukah. The third paragraph of Chanukah is where hollow is found in the Rambam. So the Rambam Hilchos Chanukah paragraph of Alachav Rav. But this, the Ran quotes, Abba Rabbeinu, Hai Gon Zal Kosta B'Tshuva, there's a kasha, why don't we say a bracha on hollow of the Seder? It's one of the great Seder questions that the kids ask and so on. Why is there no bracha on hollow of the Seder? Right? You say lots of other brachas. They're different answers. Split, it's this, whatever different reason. But he says, Hai Gon Kosta B'Tshuva, She'ein bracha on hollow, She'ein bracha on hollow, She'ein that was the end of Sachem, not Likro, but Ligmor fine. She'ein anu Korin Oso B'Toras, Korin Torah's Omer Shira. This is a different category of hollow thing. That's what the Brisker Rav in that piece expands upon. In Rambam Hilchos Chanukah, it's a different category of Shira altogether. Because, you know, when you make a bracha, I always gave the example when explaining this Shita, you know, it's like the kid gets a present from his grandparents or whatever, so the mother tells him, you have to write a thank you. You know, so write, dear grandma, my mom said I have to send you a thank you. That's not exactly spontaneous. It doesn't exist. So imagine I have to make a bracha with the thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, you commanded us to say hello. Okay, is that a thanks? I'm saying thanks because you told us we had to. Shira is supposed to be spontaneous. So when we have Hallel on an event that happened centuries ago, so we're saying Hallel, taka, because we're trying to reflect back. It was a mitzvah for us to remember what took place historically. So we say Hallel, Asher Kedishon. But on Leil Pesach, it's supposed to be Ki'ilu Hu Yotzeh Mitzrayim. So that it would take away from it to make a bracha. You make a bracha, well, all right, I got to thank you, I guess, because that's what it says in the Shohar. You know, that's what the Reino Haigon calls Omer Shira. So that's what Shira is supposed to be, spontaneous, because you yourself, and that goes back to the first Rashi, we started with back in Source 2, Oz Yosher was all of the Libo. That's what Shira is supposed to be. So that kind of Shira is appropriate. We find the same idea, the Brisker Rav quotes us also in that same piece, in Source 19, Sukkah, Daf Lamed Chesmon Aleph. Talking about women in Hallel, which is, you know, not a direct topic tonight, but Hallel, of course, is a mitzvah seser shizman groma. But it says that the mashmak is tosa sukkah daf lamed chesmon dibur masvim mishahoya ever b'isha mashmak the isha p'tur mahalal the sukkahs the chayim datzer shulz too the talmud mishum the mitzvah shizman groma he good afal gav b'halal delele tzochem mashmak arev tzochem the mechayim b'dal kosos women we know are obligated dal kosos one of the dal kosos is Hallel. So it sounds like if they're obligated in dal kosos they're also obligated in Hallel. That's the fourth kos, right? But some of them tick the dal kosos like they lomar mahalal vagoda shiny Hallel the Pesach the Hallel of Pesach is on the miracle which we're supposed to feel right now. Okay? Alright, anyway, it's the same idea, but that dovetails what we said before, that the Bnei Yisrael can sing Shira, so we can celebrate the downfall of an enemy. If we ourselves were threatened and now we're celebrating our Yeshua, or we're even celebrating their destruction, certainly the next day and looking back, but anyway, that's just a different approach. On the other hand, there is a Pasuk in Mishlei, so verse number 20. Where the pasuk says Parakav Dalad Mishlei pasuk Yud Zayin Binufol Oyvecha Al Tismach. When your enemy falls, it's the exact opposite of the pasuk of Avodah Rishon Mina. Here we have a pasuk in Mishlei, same statement. Binufol Oyvecha Oyvecha Al Tismach Uvekasha Ayoga Libecha. And pasuk Yud Ches Pen Yireh Hashem VeRabeinu VeHeshi Malav Apo. Right, and a Kadosh Baruch will be annoyed and will stop punishing the guy. You know, you're gonna laugh, so you make fun of the other guy. I'm not gonna punish him any further. So that pasuk seems sort of to kind of fly in the face a little bit of this. Okay, of this idea we've been saying, but Binufol Oyvecha Al Kisma. Okay, and Yalkut Shimoni says in Parsha Gedoshim, and Yalkut Shimoni is Chelak Aleph Rem is top race Yud Gimel Tayag. Lo Si Sefer Kayotu Dovar Taomer Binufol Oyvecha Al Kisma. Lo Halom Merv Lo Rishoyim Rina Ketzad Yiskaimu Shneiksu Ma'ilu. The Yalkut Shimoni raises this theory two psukim Mishlei, right? Cases I'm speaking to Ma'ilu. Talmud, what he says, are totally different. Talmud Chacham Shin Nitzchacha Hayom BaHalacha Uvali Yad Dabal Amacha Al Tismach Lo Penir Hashem Rabbi. I'm talking a totally different thing. But the whole Oyvecha is not talking about an enemy. Not talking about a Russia. Yalkut Shimoni is not talking about a Russia. Okay, he's talking about somebody you have an argument with in Halacha. You're fighting with your Chavrus and the Beis Medrash, or you're having some other. But it's not a Russia. It's not an enemy in that sense. It was an enemy in a particular situation. Talmud Chacham Shin Nitzchacha and he beat you today. You had a shot in the Gemara. He brought six wives and toes against you. So you walk out a little bit, you know, he outslugged you, right? He slugged you up. So and now something happens tomorrow to him, you know, so that you're not allowed to, that you don't do, okay? Maybe that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't be, but that's got, according to this approach in the Alkut Shimoni, this Pasuk and Mishnah would have nothing to do with actual Rishoyim. But if all you've heard, that's the Alkut Shimoni's approach, okay? I mean, it's an interesting approach. It's talking about people who, you know, and would disagree about something, perhaps, but a Rosh HaGomor or someone trying to kill you, then that's a different story. So that's one way to solve it. The it's interesting, it's not interesting, Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Tes, Shmuel HaKotan Omer, Benefol Oyvachal, Tisma HaKosher, Adlevecha, Penyu Hashem, Rabbe, Eina, Vehishim, Elapal. That's the whole Mishnah. He calls it a Pasuk. It's very strange. Shmuel Cotton. It's a Pasuk initially. All right, so not people that know Tanakh so well. I don't know, people...
The point is he's Pasuking that way in
favor of Tanakh. One could argue that, right? Because otherwise, what's the chiddush of Shmuel Cotton here? It's a very unusual mission. Just calls it a Pasuk. It doesn't darshan it and so on. So some say, like the Teferis Yisrael, I printed in 23, Yachon Abo, is in the Ostadi Gimel, Shmuel Cotton Omer, Rogel Hayalomar Mikrazeh. He quoted this all the time. In fact, there are those who say that's why he was the one selected to compose the Birchas Aminim, because it was a little personal, you know. Sometimes you compose a tefillah, so you want to stick it to somebody. He was above that. That was his motto was this pasuk in Mishlei. So therefore, they wanted someone to compose the Birchas Aminim who wasn't bringing in personal Megillas and so on and so forth. So he composed it. Yes, it is absolutely. Yeah, and a Chanami. So it says Rogel.
Suggesting that's a shot.
I don't know. Presumably not. It's hard to imagine, right? But okay, I just want to. Now, anyway, so the and it's Ostadi Dalet Tiferes Yisrael. But here the Tiferes Yisrael here does say maybe the difference between Hezek Gufani and Hezek Ruchani. You know, what type of oyev are we talking about? Okay, so he does bring up that kind of distinction. Okay, and Mapalas Chavercha may also not be, you know, it's a question whether it's the same thing, but it remains an interesting kasha. There was also another interesting Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Hamed Beis in this regard. Nun Hamed Beis, just a second. Yeah. Okay, forgot to quote for the Chidos. When I quote that in Siv in the Brisker Rav, the Shalaz again, so the Chidos also on that side. He says the difference between when you know, the destruction is over. Okay, so I knew there was a third Kosovo Shishi. Anyway, so, but getting back to this, so the Gemara says in Brachos, Nun Hamed Beis, Gemara says, Ki Hod the Rav of Ki Abba Cholish. One time Rav got sick. I think I'm sick. Yom HaKama Lo Magad. The first day, he didn't tell anybody he was sick. Yeah, okay. He told his assistant, Poke Ichri is Rav HaKholosh. Go out and let people know the Rav is sick, that I'm sick. Manda Rochim Li, Libor Larach, my friends, will, you know, they'll be mispal, they'll make a Mishaberach, whatever, they'll pray on my behalf. Manda Sonili, those people don't like me, Lichnili, they'll be happy to hear that I'm sick. Right? And therefore, says Rashi, look at Rashi, and therefore, mitoch kach, yoshuv charon afne alai. Right? Exactly the pasuk in Mishlei. My enemies will be happy that I'm sick, and therefore they'll rejoice. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, turn it around. That's what he says. Right? Uksiv benefol ayuchal tismach, because they're going to pen yashem rabbinav, eishim alav apos. If not Gemara, it looks like it's, you know, again, is Rabbi talking about real enemies? You know, people want to kill him? I don't know. You know, but it's just an interesting passage here that he says this idea that he darshens this pasuk, you know, benefol ayuchal. Because you shouldn't rejoice too much, even over the disruption of somebody else. There's also
Rav lived in Mechoza,
yeah,
and he used to give the people Musar, and the people were Rishayim, and they
had, yeah, right, right. They were real Rishayim.
Between them,
he had enemies. Oh yeah, could be real enemies, but he was saying it now. The other Enochanami, but then there's also a famous Gemara, source 26, the famous one, Brachos of Yudim and Aleph. Hanu Biryoni da Havish Rusa der Meir. The Meir also had trouble with Biryoni. Okay, Rashi in the next side of the page, I'm sorry. Rashi defines Biryoni as Pritzim. You know, scoundrels. Okay, who gave Reb Meir trouble. So the Havik Komet Sarale Tuva. They bothered him very much. It caused him anguish. Havik Kaboy Reb Meir Rachmelai Kehev the Musul. And Rameir rather, Damon they should die. Overlay, Bruya Deviso, right? The famous Gemara. Bruya, his wife said, My Daitchom, you shouldn't have seen you Tamu Chatoim, right? Miksim Chotim, Chatoim Ksiv. It doesn't say you Tamu Chotim, the sinners, but Chatoim, the sins. Oh, Shil is saving the Quran. Go look at the end of the Pasuk, we're showing Odeinam. Okay? Instead of praying they should die, daven they should do tshuva, become good people. Urshaim Orenam. Then Urshaim Orenam. Right? They won't be Urshaim anymore. That's what happened. So that's a famous idea of Ruya, where she's saying, don't, it would seem to indicate, don't be happy, don't daven for the downfall of Urshaim. Daven that they should become good people. It takes a certain amount of, a certain level of person to do that, but that's what she said to do. He seemed to accept it, and it worked. Okay, chatoim as Rashi is oschar ches v'nikud pasach siv. Kribe chatoim as chot chotim chatoim and shod the yisahar should go away. Okay, now that's an interesting question. The tzlach there in Brachos in 28 wonders. Is that always true? Miksiv chotim. Even though Reb Meir Bruya had a raya and Reb Meir accepted it, afal pichan aroim she'ein mikriyotz in nevshuto. Shem Yehud the Brayd of Shunim Pazi le'el. Amar Yehud quotes the Gemara before the David Hamelech. What was Bruya screaming at Reb Meir for? It's not nice to think ill of these people. David Hamelech, when the Shaim died, this Gemara follows right after that, right? That was Tesla and Bez, it's Yoram and Aleph and Brachas. So, David Hamelech is happy about the Mapalos and Shor Shaim, and so on. So, Tzlach explains a little further down, that's the Ramas and Mixiv, the next year, Ramas Amar Yochanan, he says in 29, Ubrurish, Amar Ramea, Demixiv, Chotim, Chatoim, Siv, Hana, Demash, Mahaki, Mash, Mahaki. The words can really go both ways. That's what some point out. I'll just digress for a moment. The Munkachi Rebbe, the Minchas Salozer, is a safer called Divrei Torah, which is a collection, sort of random collection of different things from him. So in Madura Tanya, Chelik Beis Os Memvav, he quotes this Gemara, and he says, "Umaymar zeh shogah b'fi ha'olam." Everybody knows this Brurya story. And he says, "The Rabbim toim ki'ilu ha'alach ha'osh mi'sinai." Everyone says, "Oh, this says my Gemara ha'alach mi'shem ha'osh mi'sinai." As if there's no argument. And he says it's not true. He said there are many psukim that are against it, and sometimes chatoim means actual the people, not sins. The Diyuk is not correct. And he goes on, he says, the local Bruya is not right. Okay, he disagrees with her. And he says, I'll just read it. El Baba had posted the Chosol HaShat, the Divrei Isha, didn't want to listen to her. At least not in this. We find, obviously she was a great knowledgeable and so on and so forth. But anyway, for example, and I have in my notes here on the side, I said, so look, the Enes Yaakov, that's this sentence is the Mesivus. Right? No, that's right, that's the Yaakov Ganetz, the other also called the Enes Yaakov, but the Mesivus. Yaakov Melissa, Mesivus HaMishpat, has the Sefer Enes Yaakov on Shas. So here on this one, Brachos also, for example, we have a Pasuk in Korah, Es Machtos HaChatoim HaEle. Right, and when they brought the fire pit. So their chatoim means those people. Not the, so that's what the Mechazor is saying. He doesn't quote that part, but the other psukim like that. And sometimes it means Rishoyim. So he says, it depends. Sometimes, the Mesivus is right, but sometimes, really chatoim taka means sins. She's right. But, a person sometimes does so many sins, he becomes categorized, he himself is a sin, so to speak. That's how the Nesivus says. So there may be a difference, so to speak, on what level of Russia we're talking about. Getting back to our issue now. Okay, maybe Bruya felt, well, I'm not saying like the Mechazalos, maybe Bruya felt that these guys weren't, they were nudniks, they were, they badgered Reb Meir, but they weren't such horrible people, yet they thought that they should die. Mashenu came like the Nesivus, the people who take are such Rishayim, you don't want them in the world, so there might be a difference. So the same thing with rejoicing afterwards. It may depend on the level of the Rishus, so to speak, of the individual in question. The Tzlach also says, getting back to Tzlach in 29, so Bruya Shomolar Meir, the Miksiv Chotav Adam, the Haina, the Mashmahachi, and Mashmahachi. The Tzlach writes, the word can go either way. The Diyuk is not 100%, but it's only, both things are possible. And Bruya said, let's see first, you can do Tshuva and so on. So that's how the Tzlach takes it also. But there's another approach to solve this question of Minfol Oivcha Al Tismach, not to rejoice about the downfall of an enemy, that it may depend on who the enemy is, and really will fit into all these cases. Because there is a Gemara in Megillah, in source number 30, since we're coming up to Tu B'Shvat, so it's just a month before Purim. So believe it or not, the Purim is a month away, right? I told him earlier. So the Gemara tells a story, Megillah Tes Zayin and Aleph, that day when Achashverosh told Haman to take Kach HaSalabush HaSasus, to dress Mordechai up and parade him through the streets, say Kach HaSalish, Hashem Melech HaVetzikor, etc. Right, so the Gemara tells a story that Mordechai needed a haircut, didn't think it was appropriate, and he had been fasting. So, and Haman was a barber. Before he became prime minister, he was a barber. That's what the Gemara says. So he asked, Haman told Mordechai, give me first a haircut. Okay. So in source 30, Megillah Tazanim Alav, boss of the Shaklim Amazi of the Shuna Lamana, after he cut his hair, he gave him the special royal, clothes that the king wore. What's the lashon of Megillah? Lush Malchus, yeah. So you take the Lush Malchus. All right, Sakura, so go up on a horse. Haman says to him, okay, you're dressed, now get on the horse, and I'll take you around. I can't, I've been fasting for 3 days, you know, because it's difficult for me to move, to get up onto the horse. So, Gochim is Alek, okay, so, Haman Adot, so he bent down like a footstool, and Mordechai climbed on Haman's back, and, you know, got onto the horse that way. And Kisolek bought they. And, you know, he took an opportunity, accidentally on purpose, to kick him as he's going. Mordechai kicks Haman as he's climbing onto him. So Amar Lei, so Haman, according to the Gemara, knew these tukin. Amar Lei, lo ksiv lecho b'nifol oivecha al tismach. What about the pasuk in this life? Right? So you're not supposed to, you give me a kick as you get up there, what about b'nifol oivecha al tismach? Right? Amar Lei, so Mordechai answered back, Hani bili be Yisrael. That's from the fellow Jews. It goes back to the guy you argued with in the Gemara, or maybe even the people who lived in Rabbi Meir's neighborhood. They were Jews. That's why we step on your shoulders, right? So according to this approach, there's no contradiction at all between the two psukim of Avodah Shamayim Rina. Well, it depends who we talk about. Okay, depending on perhaps according to this Gemara with Goyim it's different. But even with Goyim, we could argue that but it has to be Tatakev Rishon. So the long piece in the Meshech Chochma, again, it relates to Purim, the ones I printed here, the Meshech Chochma is in Shmos Perek Yudbeis, last week said, Pasuk Tezayim. Okay? He talks about the difference of Pesach Adoros and Pesach Mitzrayim, and again, it's not, and he says, let's look at the third line. He says, Lo kein b'Yisrael, Hema lo yismichu ama polos oyvehem. Jewish people are not going to rejoice upon the downfall of the enemy. V'lo yachogu b'simcha alzeo k'moshe omar b'nefo oyvchal tisna. Okay? Hareid the Adam Hamaula, I guess, a high-ranking person, ain't a high brow, a good person, ain't no sameach when a fall oivo. Mishum shasimcha rabbi in Hashem. Hello, harabbi in Hashem. Tzarech b'sanos. It's bad. We have to hate it, but it's not a good thing. Lachein lo nisko pesach hagamatzos kibob osav mitzrayim shvatim. That's why when we celebrate Pesach, we're not celebrating the downfall of the Mitzrayim. Raki hotzi Hashem's Pesach on Mitzrayim. Ava mapalos oivim ein chag v'yom tov l'Yisrael. It's a very fascinating Meshech Chochma. It's worth thinking about. L'chach al meis Chanukah. Ein hayom more rak al hadlokas shem and zayis. That's why in Chanukah we stress the miracle of the oil, not the miracle. The old question, right? I mean, true in Alamisim, you know, we talk about the destruction, but in the story in the Gemara, the emphasis in Chanukah is on the neis of the shemen, right? The chinuch beis Hashem taraso and the rededication of the beis hamikdash. Vashkoches elokim al beisul is manshu another v'chos beisul. Lachei nas hadlokal inin built for prison etc. Hadlokas shem and shmonis amayichol. Anyway, he talks all about Chanukah. Okay, because that's the emphasis. Because it talks about who led it, and then it was the Kohanim and so on and so forth, right? And a few lines down, he says the same thing with Purim. V'chein b'neis Purim. Lo asu yomtu b'yom shenitla Haman. There's no yomtiv on the day that Haman was executed. O b'yom shaharga b'sameim. Or not on the day of the battle either. Okay? Kizeh ein simcha lifnei amo Yisrael. Ra kayomtu hu b'kay, but I think it's a kayom asher nochum avem. Right? No, the day they rested. Right there in the end of Megillah Esther. Okay, in other words, they don't,
earlier that you wait for the end of the
day. Right, exactly. Right. After it's all over, then he said that's what the if you look carefully, v'chein v'yichtov Mordechai es hadvarim ha'ela v'yishach svarim l'kayim aleim l'yos osim, again, I would say, kayom asher nachu b'hem, right? Sh'lechein lo hoya choshes l'kinas at mares aleim mena umos, right? And we're not interested in gloating, that's really the word. We're not gloating. She'en ha'simcha rakha amnucha, lo alayom ha'arig b'sonayim, okay? And he brings their various riots for, but I think it's a very just interesting piece. And towards the end, maybe 7 lines to the bottom, v'yinei b'mitzrayim, nitpu b'yamsu b'yom shir shal Pesach, That's why he says the tzivui tashvi shel Pesach was already given before Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Meshech Chochma, these brilliant diukim. If you look carefully in the psukim, there was already, that's the pasuk he's going on. Look at the beginning. By Omar Rishon Mikra Kodesh, or Rashi Mikra Kodesh. Why is the Mikra Kodesh? It didn't happen yet. We always assume Shvi and Mikra Kodesh because the Kriyas Yamsu didn't happen yet. No, because they wouldn't have made that rule till later. It would look like we're glowing. That's no, it didn't before it happened. Lahora she'ena chag misibas paparos mitzrayim b'yam shetziva lehem tamshim b'yam. The dog can sound so forth. So this is again, it's a very, I thought, a very fascinating piece of Meshech Chochmah.
Yeah, but the Tzivah came earlier because of Yeshua that will come late.
Yeah, that goes back to that slaw, maybe. But the point is, it doesn't look like we established the Yontif for that reason. I thought it was a very interesting, you know, it's a very interesting approach on the part of the Meshech Chochmah.
Whether Rav Adamin is suggesting that that is the reason why.
Enoch Hanavi.
Seems to be saying that.
Yeah.
The Meshech Chochmah seems to be rejecting that.
Well, why is that?
It's not because, he doesn't say why, but it's not
right,
because
right,
of,
right.
Of, it's not because
then,
of
well, speech. Yeah, it's interesting. The posture says, I don't know. I mean, requires further even. I'll just mention very quickly before coming to the final points. You know, there is a in all of this. It's an interesting stam, but there's also a parish on the Ein Yaakov, the Midrashim, you know, called Avos Eson. It's on a page in the Ein Yaakov and Brachos Avyud. So yeah, it's several different approaches as to when we say Bavod Rishon Rina, when we say, you know, Benachol Oyuch Al Tisma. So he mentions here, basically three different approaches. One is, you know, with the Mitzrayim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu really made the case earlier, they hadn't yet deserved the full punishment. So that's why the Malachim were held back from singing. Kadosh Baruch Hu had a chisher, a case, or whatever it is, he made it earlier. So that's different. But when they deserve it, okay, of course, how do you assess that? I don't know. But there might be a difference in whether you can rejoice when a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishment is showing that when they deserve it, but not if it's done earlier. Also, he says, you can rejoice if there's a Kiddush Hashem. There's some sort of Kiddush Hashem that emerges, and that's also appropriate to rejoice. That's possible here. And the third thing it says, like we said before, did you see it? Were you a witness to this event, or someone told you about it? You heard about it, you know, that also might make a difference. So these are all the different approaches on this issue. But there's an interesting, actually two interesting things, two interesting nachkaminas that emerge with halacha. We'll just finish up with this. You know, the Gemara says in Maseches Erchin, of Yudam and Aleph, Gemara Yudam Beis, source 32. The Gemara says that there are 18 days of the year when we say the full hallow, right? In Eretz Yisrael, 18 days of the full hallow. 8 days of Sukkot, including Shemar Atzeres, 8 days of Hanukkah, that's 16, the first day of Pesach, and the first day of, and the one day of Shavuos, that's 18. And the Chul of Agola, in exile, 21 days, you have 3 extras. You have Sukkot Torah, we call it the second day of Shemar Atzeres, right? Because 9 days of Sukkot, including Shemar Atzeres and Sukkot Torah, 8 days of Hanukkah is the same, 2 days, 2 first days of Pesach, and the 2 days of Shavuos, 21. So I ask, Maishno Bechag, Daminu Kol Yom, Maishno Pesach, Dolor Minu Kol Yom, don't over the days. How come on Sukkot we say hallow every day and Pesach we don't? So the more answer, the Chag Chalukim come to the same, the Pesach ain't Chalukim come to the same. Because on Sukkot, every day is a different carbon. Every day is like a new Yantav. You know that on Sukkot, you brought different than the cows every day. You know, 14, 13 the first day, 12 the second. Whereas Pesach is the same every day. Right? The same thing all 7 days. Fine. Okay. As Rashi says in Erech Nidon Beis 33, the Parah Chag Mismakim Ahol. Fine. That's the Gemara's reason. The Shemuel Aleket in Simon Kuf Ayin Dal, Source 34, has another explanation. Memedish Harni the Parsha Sukkot. Chena Tamotza Kol Zayin Me'achag on a Gomer's Halo. Al Pesach Ein on a Gomer's Halo. El Yom Rishon only the first day. And Laila, as some people said, night before, what it means in Ma'ariv or in the Seder, not our topic now. The Lama Shmuel Ben Abba Omer Ben Fol Oyev Chal Tismach. We don't say Hallel the whole Pesach other than the first day because we don't want to rejoice over the downfall of our enemies. That's what this Medrash Harninu, whatever exactly it is, the Shibboleth Aleket quotes, and it appears in the Yalkut Shimon Olson, Parshas Emor, Emes Tov, Reish Nun Dalet, V'chein at 35, V'chein at Amotzei, Shekol Shuz Mechag on a Korban Ben Salo, a Pesach Ein on a Korban Salo, El Abinat the Rishon V'Lelo, Lama Mishum Info, Oiv Chal Tisma, same thing. So it's in the Medrash Harninu, it's in the Yalkut Shimoni, it's also in the Kalam Yalkut Shimoni in Mishrei on that Pesach, Remes Tov Kuv Samach and Chelek Beis on the Pesach there in Mishrei. First of all, it tells the story with Rava, and the Gemara says that the Alkim there says also the Shoshenegar last line Shenergum. I'm sorry, you saw we don't read the Hallel all 7 days of Pesach and Sukkot. The Lama came out of Shoshenegar Hamitzrim with Tavul Ayom Shein Sonai Ani Ichtavtim Chol Avchal Tisma Chena Tamot Sebenoch Shosov Tashmish Shas Hamabufan. We have this concept. This was accepted by Halacha. The Maharil in his Minhagim. 37, the Minhag Amaril to Hilchos Tefila, Tefilas of Pesach. I was testing this version. Go over to Halal B'Shem Rishon, show Pesach the first 2 days. Ula Halal Olam B'Dilu Kvob Rosh Chodesh. The rest of the week of Pesach, we say what we call Chatzi Halal, skipping like Rosh Chodesh. Uvach Nechazel, why? Lefisha B'Shri, Tavah Mitzvim, Amar Kodesh Baruch, Masiyah, Tavah Yavah, Tavah Lepah Yashira. Back to our original Gemara. He doesn't quote Minfol Oiv Chatzisma, but the other Gemara, which he's obviously linking. So Maril says, that's why we don't say Halal the whole rest of the week of Pesach. We say Chatzi Halal, but okay? Hi, Bin Toma, okay. So let's not say it on Shri Shal Pesach or Chutzart, you know, the second day of Shri Shal Pesach, right? We call it eighth day. Havel Chalamoid, name of what's not with Chalamoid. No, lo kosher, the oz, Havel Chalamoid, kosher, Mishri, Shu Yontif. People think Chalamoid is of a higher ladder level than Yontif because you're saying a full Hala and it'll belittle Yontif. Okay? And Rashi, huh?
The solution would have been don't say on Chalamoid either. If you're not supposed to say it,
that's what you said. That's what
you said. Saying you don't say it. No, you don't say it. I'm saying we'll cut it out completely.
No, we said, well, cut it out completely means chatzi halal. Like for sure. Yeah, chatzi, yeah. Chatzi is not counting. Okay, and then Rashi quotes the other reason that has to do with the karbonos, as the Gemara says. Okay? Now, so the Maharsha in that sugi in brachos with David HaMelech singing Haluka by Mapalos of Shoshayim, the Maharsha and the Chedush HaGadol's brachos testimony 38. Yes, mikan kosher. L'masha kosher achonah b'shem ha-meg v'shem 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 So he leaves it as a kasha, and he says that's why the Gemara gave a different reason. The Gemara didn't give this answer. Then to the Maharsha. Maharsha is saying the Gemara didn't say because of this reason, Masiyah Tov Mayom. Because the Maharsha said it doesn't apply. Doesn't say why, but it will go back to all the reasons we've given this evening. Marshall said that's why the Gemara gave a different reason, that through the Karbonos, and didn't give this Medrash Haninu reason. Okay? The Torah Tumim also, and that same, the Marshal and Sanhedrin also. Lama Tesla Bayes, you also Micha Dabuyom, Zion so Pesach, Shinit Permitim Bayam, Ain't Shir Lafonim, Ace Halachim, Mishumasa Tobayam, Abu Yisrael Yomru Shira. But we really should say Shira. We don't because of the Karbonos reason. There's other reason. Okay, but anyway, the Torah Tumim also is bothered by the same thing in Parakidal and Ostesa, we said before.
So that the Malachim can't say it because they weren't the beneficiary.
And Echanami.
The Bnei Yisrael were.
Right.
Never we should say it on the night of the Seder because of Chayv or Amlilos HaTachar.
Yeah.
The rest of Pesach
may not apply. And Echanami, that could be a difference. Absolutely. Absolutely. But the Tartum asks, what do you mean that this Medrash Harninu, he says the whole thing is strange. We don't say Halal Shri Shal Pesach because the Mitzrayim died. But wait a minute, says the Tartumima. But that's when they sang Oz Yashir. The Halal Chazina, the Moshe Yisrael, Amushir, B'Shri Shal Pesach. The Gav, and we read the Shira too that day, right, in the laning. The Gav Adol Karin Shir B'Osayom. V'haynu Mitam, Shekhasam, Shein Kpeh, Shalom, Arach, B'Lai, like we said before, it's only the night, all these reasons. And he says, and that's why I don't know why the Poskim and the Medrash Harninu to give this reason. We have a perfectly good reason in the Gemara. Why not we all say Hala, and therefore that reason is better, and so on. So that's what these
mainstream reason that people think about it is because of
Masiyah. I know, but that's not what the Gemara says. And the Torah is saying doesn't think that's the right reason.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better known. People know. It's true. People know better. The Shulchan Aruch rules this way. La halacha, just print this in the top tzadi siv dalet. Kol yomim shoha.
This is the mechilta says vayomer shirishol pesach hamu kam malachim shira.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. They also said that on the day. Night. So our paskin this way lahalacha. We know that in the top side of our chaim siv dalet 41. Kol hayomim shalchol shemoyd v'shnei yom arachon shiantav kar halav b'dilug. We say only half hour kol roshodes. And both the paz have gotten gimel and the shaburis have gotten zayin. Say like we said before about chalamoyd. Anyway, this whole discussion therefore relates to this question of what's the ikar reason why we don't say why we wouldn't say halal on the rest of the week of Pesach. Now we have two different reasons, and according to some posts, it's very strange to apply this Medrash Harninu. Like you said, that's the more well-known reason, even though it's questionable why that should be. The last nafkamina, very interesting, is somewhat lesser known. The Shulchan Aruch writes, and the same thing on top side in Tziv Zion, V'leil Yom Tov Rishon, Mekadshin Al Yayin, Ve'ein Omer Mizman. Okay. The last night of Pesach, we say Kiddush on one, it's Yantin, but no Shechiyano. That's the one time there's no Shechiyano. And the only time we don't say Shechiyano is the last day of Pesach. Okay? Hagor Ramah, the Omrim Betfilo, the Kiddush, Zman Chayrusenu. He says Yom Chagamat, Zman Chayrusenu, Kimot the Yom Tov Rishon, just like on Yom Tov Rishon. Well, what do you mean? Of course. Says the Bir Hagro, in Siv Zion, the Divas of Omrim 45, the low Kiyesh Omrim, Zman Simchasenu. Apparently there was a practice that some people at the end of Pesach said, it's Yom Chag HaMatzvah Zeh Zman Simchosenu, like on Sukkot. So says the Gemara, we don't do that. Why? Shenitpru b'yam hamitzrim. We don't want to say Zman Simchaseinu. We call, because you could argue, Chayrusein already happened the first day. So the last days, apparently there was such a minute to say Zman Simchaseinu on the last days of Pesach. In the Kiddush. And so Ramos says, we don't do that. And the Gemara says, that's why. In the Chok Yaakov, which is not in the... Now on the sheet, I'll read quickly. The Chok Yaakov there in that same story talks about it, it's a quote and test. He says, and he quotes, Yesh Omer Zvan Simchoseinu, Mishum Simcha Tvias HaMitzrim. So we're rejoicing over it. Okay? But others say no, because our whole issue, Masiyat HaTom Yom. He says, the MS, well, Kashi means the Dafke Hahala Lo Mashiach, that Kashi Boko, Kil Yesum Alephonim, Ain Omer Mishum Masiyat HaTom Yom. Ava Omer Zvan Simchoseinu, Sheyesh Bavodu Shoyim Rina. He's Mechalek. Yeah, Hallel, okay, we don't say. Because Hallel, but to say Zman Simchos, I think we mean Zman Simchoseinu, we're happy. We're happy that they died. We're not happy enough to say Hallel, all the reasons we gave. But the fact that we should rejoice, that's what he says. And therefore he says not to be mocha on those people. I don't know anyone has that meaning, but he has that point. But just end with one last interesting point that I heard from an uncle of mine, Rabbi Shmuel Shulman Shalito, my wife's uncle, my father-in-law's brother. He says, you know, there's an interesting Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Zayin Beis 46. Makom shenekar menu avodas kochavim. This one has a list of all these different brachas you say upon coming across certain places and things happen and so on. So it says over there, in brachas, if you came to a place that used to be a place of avodas zara, and now it's not anymore, so you make a bracha, baruch sha'akar avodas zara maritzenu. Uksheim shenekar makom zeh, kain takom ikom makom yisrael. The hashev leiv of deyem la'avdecha. And please, part of the bracha is to bring back those who serve Avodah Zarah to serve you. Well, the chutzpah arts ain't tzarech lomar v'hashiv leiv al deyem la'avdecha. But chutzpah, you don't say that. Why? Because most of the people there are goyim. You pray in Eretz Yisrael because the people of worship Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael are probably Jews. That's what Rashi says. Al poshe Yisrael mispalo. But in chutzpah arts, it's mostly goyim, so therefore you don't say it. That's an interesting question. But look, Rosh Hashanah Omer, after chutzpah arts tzarech lomar came. You should also say in chutzpah arts, but they shall see them as gayer. They're going to become Jewish and Amr. Now, what it means, they'll give up the Avodah Zarah or whatever. That's what it says. Okay, should we misfollow for these old Avodah Zarah? Like you're saying, to stop, it's not our business, right? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Jews; they should do tshuva. You're right. It's seven sin. Oh, but that's not my problem. That's basically the question. Shemalaza says you say it no matter where. The Rambam has brought for give up a test paskin like Shemalaza. So he says the Omer b'shteihem. He's saying both places. Both in Chutzart, even about Goyim. That's the Raman Paschim. So Kashi, the case of Mishnah is, and Kafach discusses it here. Why did he Paschim Shemalaz against Harakam? It's a Das Yachid. Right? It's a Das Yachid. Shemalaz is in one opinion, and the other opinion is a Chacham. So since when are we Paschim like a Das Yachid? Huh? Oh, is that Shemalaz?
Yes.
Mishnah, I thought it was on Yaakov, no? I think so. Check that? Okay. Anyway, it could be. But that's what Pasuk Shomar Aruch Hazos and Reish Chavdal Tum Beis, right? We say in both places. So he suggests it's not a Das Yachid. Okay, even though this Gemara appears to be a Das Yachid. Okay, but if you hold that we're happy or we're rejoicing that even the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even the Rishayim, Pasuk Lovo, will be okay, so that stems with the idea of Masiyada told me we shouldn't rejoice when they die. So he wants to suggest that Rosh Hashanah Lazer is like those, like that Medrash Haninu, right? That we don't say Hallel because we're upset, and we don't say Zman Simchaseinu because we're upset about the downfall of Rishon. Why? Because, you know, these are people that eventually could do tshuva, eventually going to be turned around. So Mela, Rosh Hashanah Lazer is in this Gemara, is a Das Yachid against the Tanakhama. But he's aligned with all those Shitas and the Medrash Haninu and so on, that Masayada told Mayom, we don't say, so therefore it's no longer a Das Yachid. Anyway, that's an interesting approach. But Lamaisa, you know, again, we see some conflicting ideas. In general, we try not to rejoice over any downfall of a human being, but obviously the people who are Rishayim Gemurim, the non-Jews, but Rishayim Gemurim, then there's room to say at least if we're benefiting. But I think everybody agrees that the emphasis has to be that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that they're no longer here, but they're no longer able to do to us, and we're saved from whatever suffering it caused.